This is the report that Dewey has moved ahead of President Truman in the battle royal for New York State's big, rich prize of 47 electoral votes. We now have from New York State 2,600 of 10,000 election districts in the state. They give Dewey 744,000, President Truman 697,000. Now, the totals here represent a little less than one-fourth of the votes expected to be cast in the state, and almost two-thirds of these returns are from upstate areas where the Republican Party is the strongest. Dewey, as I figure these returns, is ahead by about 130,000 upstate, but Truman is leading by 83,000 in normally Democratic New York City. Henry Wallace, the third Progressive Party nominee, has received so far 111,000 votes. Is the strong race that President Truman is making in the popular vote totals. We now have 11 million plus popular votes in. President Truman has 5,500,000. Governor Dewey, inching up, now has 5,300,000. Now, the Republicans are revising downward to their claims of a landslide in the Electoral College. That's because the states that the Republican high command considered in the bag are still holding to the Democratic side. I think we have two notable examples here. Massachusetts, where President Truman is leading, and then, of course, there's Connecticut. Now, naturally, as we all know, this Truman showing tonight on the election popular poll is the result of only one thing, and that's the campaign that the president put on this fall virtually without any aid at all. Mr. Truman, by plane and special campaign train, traveled 25,000 miles. He made 280 speeches.